Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions or you just want to find out something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondee on most social media channels. That's DavidDondee and the podcast at always at fmr.co.za. Radio sometimes, or presenting on radio, is a two-way system of communication. For instance, I can tell that you guys are going to be rolling your eyes in about 10 seconds. The sound of the collective eye rolling is going to be enormous because I'm talking about AI once again. But this time I'm talking about the risk of AI. It's become a popular topic in tech journalist communities about the concept of deepfake coming to your voice. So very often when you want to confirm things with a bank, they listen to your voice recordings. The problem is getting a computer to deepfake that in real time is not particularly hard, and your voice will track just like it was yours, enough to spoof a computer or an algorithm in any event. So it's also quite obvious that the next step to that is video, where you are going to be impersonated completely through spoofing. These things are a reality. We have to accept that AI is coming, and we have to protect ourselves in other ways. And this applies to two layers of your personal security. The one is going to be your important bank accounts, obviously. That goes without saying. And your email accounts, you need to have two-factor authentication on. You need to log in with a password. Do not use the same password everywhere. Use a password keeper. But beyond that, you need two-factor authentication. You need to tie in with two devices, the one you're on and some other one. Your bank, your email account should be pushing you to do this anyway. If you haven't, now is the time to do it. It's not too late. You need to take effective precautions. I don't know where this is going to go, but it is getting out of hand, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. And one just needs to be super careful out there. The next layer below the bank and the email account, and obviously things like your phone, is going to be in the line of your social media accounts. And those sound silly, but it's so easy to fake a person once you have access to all of the back end of the stuff and details about you and that first pet, which you've used for password authentication, or, you know, your grandmother's name or whatever it might be. You need to lock those things down. You don't want to risk identity theft. And we're going to have expectations from our government, and we're going to need online IDs, and they're going to need to be real time, and they're going to need to have some kind of basis of authentication. And this is our reality. And all I can say is prepare for that future. It is here. It is now. It's going to become a real problem. Scammers are out there, and they will use ourselves against us. I hate to be the harbinger of bad news, and I'm afraid the eye rolling was justified, but I got to do what I got to do. Put this one down to a public service announcement, and that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, and of course, find me on @DavidDondee on those social media channels. That's DavidDondee and the podcast at fmr.co.za. And yes, I do have my 2FA switched on for all of those accounts. Take care.